Every month, KUOW's Elizabeth Austin brings in a poem or two by a Northwest poet. She's back again. Hi, Elizabeth. What do you have for us today?
Hi, Marcy. Since we find ourselves in the short days of deep autumn, I've brought you a poem by Tacoma-based poet Rick Barrett from his new book, Chord. It's a darkly beautiful love poem.
An autumnal love poem?
Well, that's how it strikes me. Listen for how the speaker insists he wants one thing, something impossible, but spends all his time elaborating on the opposite. Here's Rick Barrett introducing his poem.
This poem is titled After Darwish, and it was inspired by the Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish, who died in 2008. He was a poet of international stature. And there's a line in the poem that keeps repeating, and that is a line that I took from one of his poems. After Darwish. I want from love only the beginning, not this hillside above the twilight awakening city, where you are more absent for being so present in my mind. The far cathedral is a gold nipple, the surrounding buildings like silver and black boxes, punctured by their lights pushing out. I want from love only the beginning, not the shoreline where we spoke away the night, the ocean, an indigo sound, its edges appearing in melting white lines, while the fog stood away from us, out where boats swayed like drunk holiday lights, the air weirdly still and warm. I want from love only the beginning, not the promenade and its rain at 3 a.m., the blooms of two umbrellas and our argument beneath them, as far apart as the two boroughs separated by river, so that even the stone arc of the bridge couldn't suture the arm's length we stood from each other. I want from love only the beginning of one more conversation in a car, the beginning of a snow that leaves the day as white as a hospital, the beginning of an industrial dusk, the beginning of a new rain, rain that is the water of the Arno, the water of the Hudson, the water of the Mississippi, the water of the Nile.
That was Rick Barrett reading After Darwish from his third poetry collection, Chord.
You know, it's interesting you talked about this being an autumnal love poem. There's never really any mention of autumn, but he talks about the beginning of a new rain, and there's all those images of snow and rain, and it's very clear that he's a Northwest West Side poet.
Yes, yes. And the images of the rivers, the confluence of all that rain at the end of the poem, the Arno, the Hudson, the Mississippi, finally, the Nile. It seems to me that at that point, the poem lifts away from any individual life, and it conveys that perennial human longing for the bright sweetness of the beginning, without the complications, without the distance.
So what do you make of the beginning of each stanza, that repetition of the line, the beginning of love?
Well, Rick explained when he introduced the poem that he'd borrowed that line from the Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish. And by the way, if you want to read the Darwish poem that inspired Rick, you'll find a link to it at our website. But in Rick's poem, every time he repeats that line, I want from love only the beginning, and then follows it with not this hillside and not the shoreline and not the promenade and its rain at 3 a.m., I feel like it invokes both the intensity and the futility of desire. Poems like this work on me the way sad love songs do. They give me that strangely melancholy pleasure of recognition. I think it so captures the sensuality both of being in love and of mourning love. So Rick Barrett's new book, Chord, is full of richly drawn, and I do mean drawn in the sense of its images, and deeply felt poems. I recommend it highly.
Thanks, Elizabeth. You can find more information about poet Rick Barrett and his new collection, Chord, at our website, kuow.org, also where Mahmoud Darwish's poem the inspiration for this is there as well. Elizabeth Austin is KOW's literary producer. I'm Marcy Silman.